Welcome, this is Patrick Kelly with a special edition of Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Aaron Meister joins the program today. The coach of the new Friends University program was previously at Wayland Baptist in Texas, the school that the newly minted Olympic champion Tamara Mensah-Stock attended. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First, welcome back to Kansas. You've got quite a history, of course, from Holton, and you were national champion at Labette Community College and an All-American at Fort Hays State University, but you've been away for quite some time down at Wayland Baptist, and I want to, welcome you back, but also congratulate you and all of your associates back at Wayland Baptist. Quite an accomplishment.
Absolutely. It's been definitely a day of joy and just very grateful and spreading the good news.
Take me back to the first time when you met Mensah-Stock. And what was it about her that caught your attention?
Really what caught my attention, obviously, was that she was a great wrestler, the accomplishments. And then, you start to recruit an athlete after you see that they have some skill and some talents, and quickly learned that it was a two-for-one package with Tamara and then her sister Tarkia. And so I was building a brand new program, helping build a brand new program from scratch. And, I really believe that, when you're recruiting, you try to recruit in pairs. You get a couple of friends or in a few situations that I've had several times, you recruit some twins. So they were both very good wrestlers, both state champions, and I knew that they could really come in and help us have an impact right away, I felt.
So you've known her then almost a decade, is that correct?
Yeah, so really first had contact with her, via some kind of message, whether it be text or Facebook or whatnot, and then, continued that through the high school season of their senior year, and met them at state, and then, put a face behind the name and the voice, and then got them to campus and on a recruiting visit, and it just seemed like it was a good fit for everybody.
Now, I got to ask, is she always, even back then, was she that charismatic and outgoing?
Yeah. The first picture that I saw of her, she had, probably a dozen of those little ice pops that you freeze as liquid water, liquid sugar water ice pops, and she had like 12 of them as her profile picture that she was eating, and I was like, oh, this is kind of a character, and so... just from there and having her first year, it just continued to grow, and it's been really fun.
She had an outstanding career at Wayland. What are some highlights that you remember on the mat for her? And then what did she just mean to the program in general as she was coming through?
I would think really the highlights are is she was our first national champion in the program. And then, went on to be a multiple time champion. And so that was definitely a historical part of her career at Wayland with me. But she was also really the first wrestler to go on and wrestle on the USA circuit for Wayland and myself. So we took her to Las Vegas and wrestled in the U.S. Open, and it was kind of, she was the only one that went with us, and she got second, and that was a pretty surreal moment, that we took this, and that was her sophomore year, and so from there it just really snowballed, and she did so many more amazing things. She wrestled over in Greece, in the ancient part of Greece, and their ruins, and that athletic complex over there as part of the, the Olympic, save the Olympic movement that we had. And so she got to do that, which was really cool. And that was called, that was part of a trip where she went, and it was called the University Games, which are now U-23s or University Worlds. And she wrestled and got second in that, and then got asked to go do this special match as part of the Save Olympic movement. It was another real highlight. After that was, you know, her winning the U.S. Open and, you know, her going to train at the, be invited to train at the Olympic Training Center and, you know, making national teams. And, you know, she made the Olympics. You know, she won the Olympic trials before she ever made, that was more or less her first world team, was the Olympic trials. And as a lot of people have learned, you know, she won the trials, but as a country, we weren't able to qualify the weight. So she only got to go as a training partner. And then in 2016, 2017, she actually, you know, beat Elena Periscova, who held down that weight for the U.S. for almost a decade and was, you know, a world champion herself and several time medalist. And so that was kind of the passing of the torch, you know, from one of our great wrestlers to one of our younger wrestlers that was coming up. And she went over to Paris and I got to go over there with her and, you know, wrestling the world championships and win a match, you know. Came up a little short in 2017, and then 2018, you know, she got third, so that was really exciting. Our first real senior level world medalist, and obviously 2019, winning it. And now I guess the crown jewel, the Olympic championship.
Wow, that was quite a recap there, and how neat for you to be able to, you know, she was a latecomer into the sport of wrestling, so you really saw her development from, you know, basically that grassroots ground level on up. So what a special thing for you to be able to reflect on. How much contact do you have with her on an ongoing basis since she left Wayland?
Oh, we've stayed in pretty good contact, luckily for me. You know, one of the things that I did with her, just because she is such a good person and she's so special, you know, for wrestling and women's wrestling and everything, that I actually started an endowment, and I endowed a scholarship in her name. And so, you know, even after she had left, we still were able to get her down to Wayland and, you know, do that ceremony for her and recognize those achievements. Now we need to update it and for it to say Olympic champion,
for sure.
which is good. And, you know, I'd see her at the different level events and whatnot, and an occasional phone call and message here and there. So I'm definitely going to make it a point to bring her back to Kansas and do a camp and then get out there and see her, you know. So just continuing to maintain and develop that relationship.
Describe your emotions as you saw her roll through the bracket on her way to that gold medal match.
You know, I felt very confident going into this, that she had everything that she really needed, you know, to do that. And a big part of that in her career, and I think her journey, was her to win that world championship, obviously. But really, if you win, you know, that world championship before the Olympics, you just kind of got this extra little, hey, this is my time to do it. I'm capable of doing it. And so it's kind of nice little thing for her to do to parlay into that. So I felt, you know, now that she had won it, I felt like she truly felt she was the best, because she always felt like she was capable, and we always believed she was capable, but it's not real until you do it.
Absolutely.
And then she was able to do that, and then more or less just kept that momentum going to this one. So
in the finals, she had a seasoned vet from Nigeria, Blessing Oborodudu. She had a kind of a history with her. I think they've met three previous times, and Tamara won all three occasions in a very close matches, each one of them. But in the finals, she scored a takedown early, but then appeared to be bothered pretty severely, it looked like, with a knee injury. Take me through that gold medal match and what you were going through as the seconds ticked down.
Yeah, you know, she came out there real quick and got that first strike, and then, you know, that obviously is good, and gives you some confidence to get out there and score early, and was pretty aggressive and, gave up a reversal there and 1 point. But once again, she just felt confident after that takedown and tried to extend her lead, which is what you really want to try to do. You don't want to hang around in a one-score match. And then I can't remember if she got another takedown or if she kind of tweaked her knee, but, you see somebody like, oh, man, I hope that's not going to really, first of all, that she can come back. You know, that's the first thought is how bad is it? And then it's like, well, I hope it doesn't keep her from being offensive because she's really an offensive juggernaut once she gets rolling. And so just extended that lead, got another takedown, and, I think wrestled smart that second period, kind of stayed in great position, was waiting for that other opponent to attack so she could counterattack. She's greatly improved her counter offense, but that girl was pretty hesitant. So, I mean, although you're capable of doing it, it was a 4-1 match, and a feet-to-back situation still existed. So until that clock went down, I wasn't fully, relaxed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are not very many dry eyes for those that watch the post-match interview. You know, I think they did a good job of really bringing out her personality, bringing out just what a good person she is. And her backstory that got her to this point. So what are your hopes now that she has that label of Olympic champion?
Well, my eyes weren't dry either. And I think she'll represent herself and she'll represent, the sport of wrestling with great pride. She's a person that has great character, great morals, great integrity, and, just truly an inspiration to other athletes and coaches. So very, very well respected by pretty much everybody she's came in contact with. I really couldn't say that there's a lot of people that I've ever met, anybody that said, they don't enjoy her, they don't like being around her and whatnot. So, she's still young enough to go another cycle, or, she may want to start her coaching career or something else. So no matter what, whether it's an athlete or whether it's a coach or an ambassador to the sport, she will really, represent, us and our sport very well. So I'm looking forward to see how that develops.
Well, we've been talking with Aaron Meister, head coach at Friends University and former coach at Wayland Baptist, where he was the coach of Tamara Mensah Stock during her college days. Coach, thanks for coming on, and good luck to you and the new program at Friends.
Thank you, sir.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast, the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.